stepmother, my stepmother and her sister and her brother, and then they had another little boy that they lost when he was little. But he didn't live too long. I don't know what I mean. I didn't know him. I don't remember Mr. at all. Don't remember ever seeing him. And you know, honey, I don't know where they lived. I really don't. I don't know where they lived while Grandma and Mr. was living. But they must have lived together a pretty good while because she had, you know, a pretty good bunch of children by.
What was your grandmother's maiden name? Did you ever hear anyone
say? No, I don't know my grandmother's maiden name. I really don't. Now, one of my grandchildren, it's my son-in-law, that's trying to write a book on that, you know, thing. But I don't know. I can't remember my... Seemed like it was, but I won't be sure.
Do you know how much education either one of them had?
Well, they could read and write. They could read and write. I don't know, honey. I really don't.
Do you ever hear anyone say where your people came from, going further back on your mother's side? What country they...
No. I really don't. I can't answer that because I don't know.
What about your grandparents on your father's side? Did you know them?
On my father's side, no. No, I don't. Now, I knew my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Grandma lived with us until she died. All of my life, Grandma lived with us until she died. But Grandpa died before I was born. But they were both born. They were both raised here in Louisiana. But Grandma... Well, now I don't know about Grandma because Grandma could talk French. Grandma was French. I think she was Louisiana Frenchman.
Did you pick up any of the French?
No, I never learned to talk any French. Because I was small, very small, when she died. But I remember how Grandma used to talk French to us.
What about you? You think your grandfather was born in Wachita Parish?
Grandfather, yes. I'm almost sure he was. I think Grandfather was born right here in Wachita Parish.
What about their education or what
sort of
work they did?
No, I don't, honey. I really don't.
What about going further back with them?
Do you know? From them? No. I wouldn't know any answers any further back. Because my son-in-law's been prying into that for some time.
I see how people can trace it back.
They can't. They do, though. Some of them do, but I don't. I never really taken any interest in it myself.
Yeah, I don't know. I know about as far as my grandparents know.
But when you over across the railroad over there, my uncle owned a whole bunch of land over there where they called, on Blazier Lane and over there on Jewel Street where Darcy's store is and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that used to be my uncle's land. And he used to farm there. And also, he cut the timber off of that land and he'd sell it for stove wood. Honey, I remember when there wasn't any gas in Monroe, when you had to burn coal or wood.
How would you get over to Monroe? I don't suppose they had the bridges built
in,
did they?
Yeah, as long as I can remember, they had one bridge from West Monroe to Monroe. It was a toll bridge. Yeah, you had to pay to go across that bridge. I remember you had to pay, they'd have to pay so much for the wagon, because we didn't have any cars then, a buggy, whatever we was in, and so much for each person that was in.
How was Monroe and West Monroe different? I mean, was Monroe much bigger, or?
Monroe was much bigger. It is now. Monroe's bigger, much bigger than Monroe. You see, up until, Now, my third daughter graduated